BYU beady-eyed. The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
if you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, what's happening? Tis the season to be jolly. La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Hey, welcome in to another Funky Fresh edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Listen, we're 4 days away, folks. We're 4 days away from Saint Nick coming down the chimney, Jesus Christ's birthday, all that and above. Are you ready? Are you ready to make it happen? Well, I tell you what, the last weekend before Christmas, let's get your laugh on. Tonight we're asking you the question, listen, I know. If you had a choice, would you prefer to be a parent of a boy or girl? It's a very simple question, but oh damn, so many answers can come from this. It's going to be fun. Plus, 10 things not to buy for Christmas. I mean, we're ready. I'm ready. Let's get this party started. T.O., are you ready? Because we're coming. We're here. Theo, let's get this party started right.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Never know. That's the point. Go.
You are out in serious. The number one talk radio show on TGR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man.
I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington. Three U.S. military helicopters came under fire over South Sudan today. Officials say four American servicemen were wounded. They were on a mission to evacuate people from the fighting in South Sudan. More than 500 people have died in ethnic clashes since Sunday when the president accused his former vice president of plotting a coup. Secretary of State John Kerry has dispatched a U.S. envoy to the region. The BBC's Richard Hamilton reports the South Sudanese army is now trying to retake the strategic town of Bor.
In what's clearly a fluid situation, it appears there's a major struggle going on to recapture Bor from fighters from the Nuer ethnic group who support the former Vice President Riek Machar. Meanwhile, the Ugandan army has denied reports that it has been helping the South Sudanese by bombing Machar's forces in Jonglei State. Bor is the capital of Jonglei and the site of a major massacre of Dinka people by Nuer back in 1991.
The BBC's Richard Hamilton. It was 25 years ago today that Pan Am 103 exploded over Lockerbie, Scotland, killing 259 people and 11 people on the ground. They're being honored at memorial services held in Scotland, England, and in the U.S. Many of those who died were American college students flying home for the holidays. The only person convicted in the bombing was a former Libyan intelligence chief who died of cancer last year. Egyptian prosecutors today brought more charges against ousted President Mohamed Morsi, accusing him of committing crimes during the 2011 uprising against his predecessor, Hosni Mubarak, including organizing prison breaks, spreading chaos, and abducting policemen. Two American astronauts took a spacewalk outside the International Space Station today to work on the outpost's cooling system. They were able to remove a malfunctioning pump, and they're scheduled to install a new one in a spacewalk on Monday. The first official day of winter is bringing a wide range of weather conditions across much of the country. Heavy rain, wind, snow, sleet, freezing rain, even the possibility of tornadoes are all part of the mix. NPR's David Schaefer reports.
This is one of the busiest travel weekends of the year, but those hitting the highways are finding the roads slick, if not outright dangerous, while hundreds of flights are delayed, if not canceled. Heavy precipitation is moving from Texas and Oklahoma through the Midwest and toward the East Coast, says National Weather Service meteorologist Ed Danaher.
This is a particularly strong storm with very warm, near-record-breaking temperatures in the east and very cold air in the Midwest. And that contrast is the sort of conditions that are favorable for not only winter weather, but also tornadoes.
The tornado risk is greatest in Louisiana and Mississippi. Heavy snow is headed for the upper Midwest, while New England braces for an ice storm. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
This is NPR News from Washington.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
So have you given any thought to the conversations that we had a few weeks ago or a week ago when we talked about, you know, being with the person that you love, being with your soulmate? The fact that, you know, forsaking all others, what does that really and truly mean? We had fun with that topic, but let's be serious here for a second, because finding the right one could be a lifelong adventure. I spoke to a friend of mine, and he talked about how he had been married about 6 or 7 times. I'm exaggerating. He's actually been married 4 times, but good God, 4 times? Really? I mean, what is going wrong in that situation? How can you strike out that many times when it comes to finding the right one? But he's found the right one now, but it makes you think, wow, do you give up after 1 or 2? Listen, I've been divorced before, but the bottom line is that you don't give up after 1 or 2. But good God, maybe you do if you're on 3 or 4. What do you do? I mean, I can't imagine trying to marry somebody for the 4th time, because I'm figuring that if I got it wrong 3 times already, hey, I played baseball before, 3 strikes and you're out. Why continue to do it? But some people want to have lifelong companions. Some people want to share their lives with someone. You know, they want to grow old with someone. And I guess there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm confused. Because on one hand, we kind of kid and joke about, you know, finding the right person you need to live your life with. And we're saying that you need to do this. You need to find someone that's compatible. You need to find someone that you're willing to say, forsaking all others. In other words, hey, listen, no one comes before this individual. Are you really ready to say that about somebody who really does not share your DNA? Think about that. Here's a person that you're willing to say, hey, F my kids, F my parents, F anything in life, this person is numero uno. If you can do that, you are going to have a very, 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 very good life with this individual. I have a cousin. This guy has been married 3 times as well. But he's found his soulmate. He's been with this female now for over 10 years. They celebrated their, I think, 13th or 14th anniversary not too long ago. She's the perfect mate for him. She does everything he says. And that's what he wants. Because the other woman he was dating, Then I have a friend, a brother, who was dating sisters, and sisters used to tear his ass up. So then he went to the Caucasian persuasion, and he's happy. He lives his life the way he wants to. So I guess the moral of the story is, regardless of how many times you try to find love, continue to look, because there's got to be someone out there that meets your criteria and that is your soulmate. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Hey,
You know what? I'm gonna make a do what a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elliot?
Man, crack-a-lackin', baby. Crack-a-lackin'.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What did you say? It sounded like Uncle Boogie is crack-a-lackin'. Is that what you say, Mr. Elliot?
I said, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Okay, that sounds better, man. I tell you what, this is sounding like it's going to be one of those nights, brother. Oh, damn. First, everything locking up. Everything locking up. What's going on, Mr. Elliot, dog? What's happening, brother?
Man, you got it, baby. You got it. I'm doing my thing, baby. You know how it gets down.
4 days, my brother. 4 days until St. Nick wallies his big ass down the chimney and take care of all the children of all the world. Are you ready to make that trip, Mr. Elias?
Yeah, I'm gonna be handing you the gifts as you waddle your ass on down the chimney.
Whatever, Cloud. I can't stand you, bro. So what's up, Mr. Elias? Are you ready, man, for Christmas?
Yes, I am, man. I took care of everybody I was supposed to take care of. I sent my niece's gifts out on Friday. They should be receiving them either Tuesday or Monday morning. Huh?
I doubt it. Remember, Mr. Elias, Tuesday is Christmas Eve. It ain't getting here by then, homeboy.
It will.
Trust me, whatever.
It's a three-day, four-day event at the most. But, hey, I've been expecting a call from my little baby. I mean, he's so...
Anyway, Mr. Elliott, all right, what else, man? What else? We ain't got time to talk about it. What else, Mr. Elliott? What else,
hey,
Mr. Elliott?
Don't get upset because the little one loves me, man. Stop, man. Why are you so upset?
Hey, bro, you know, we got to go through this every damn show, bro. This is unnecessary. What have you done today, Mr. Elliott? Is it snowing up there in the great, in the 219?
Not yet. It's raining like hell, though. Hell, it's a lot of water. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I can't wait to listen to the weather report. That comes up at the top of the hour. Can't wait to hear what it has to say. But I heard that it's going to get nasty up there where you at, man.
Well, it's the northwest side of Chicago. It's supposed to hit. And then we're supposed to get like a half inch. So it is what it is. You know how it is, but a half inch in cold weather is not
a good combination.
Well, it's hell, Jane. Ain't like it's been warm here. Hell, shit. You know what I'm saying? It's been like 12, 13 degrees in the snow. So what's the big deal?
I hear you, bro. I hear you. Well, let's head on down south where we know somebody is nice and toasty. Like the damn match. You can rub it in, too.
Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Mr. Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
Hell no.
No, I would not. I'm talking about my kid.
Mama.
Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mammy. That's what she's saying, Frank. That's what she's saying.
I know. I was looking good.
But she was looking good. She had those little cold shoes. Her hair was kicking like Claude Van.
Thank you.
I want to ride one more baby, 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 baby. Ho, ho, ho. What's happening, girl?
Where you going to hell?
You and I, D-Y. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the other one. Okay. Hey, what's up, girl?
What's up?
You know, I am happy. I am happy that you're here today. I don't know why, but I am.
What do you mean you don't know why?
I don't know why. I don't know why I'm so flabbergasted. I don't know why I'm so excited for you to be here today. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't get it. I've been asking myself that question for the last 10 minutes. I don't get it.
You're crazy.
You just don't want me to
tell you off again during the text.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got you. Ow! Sugar, yes. Baby, tell you, ow! You kissed my ass, Jay. Ow! Okay. crazy ass. How's the weather in your neck of the woods, girl?
Thank you, because I was getting ready to tell y'all. It's currently,
I know you are,
as
yeah.
we speak right now, it's 79
in.
degrees. 79
it's
degrees
what?
Now. The high today is 79.
Go to hell.
It's kind of what?
Yeah.
What did she say? It's kind of what?
She said
79
Miss Elliott.
79 degrees right now. The high today
yeah,
was 85.
Oh, well, hey, how about that, Momo?
Yeah,
yes,
well,
beautiful.
I can't say
beautiful.
Too much. I am sitting in air conditioner right now. I you know, I guess that's
go,
not cool talking about right,
to
right
hell
now.
Too, eh?
I am. I'm in air conditioner right now. Well, what do you mean saying? Yeah, you be lying. I'm in air conditioner probably. Let's get to my boy.
Yeah.
It's my
40 degrees outside.
Shut up. It's raining. Not sure if it's men, but it's raining for Ernest.
It is raining.
Absolutely.
Are you ready?
We are ready for Big Earl. What's happening, mate?
What's up, you big fat bastard? What's up, Mr. Elias and Momo B? How's everybody? I'm just trying to get a preemptive strike on the East. You understand?
Yeah, yeah, that's good. I'm happy to see you too, Clarice. I'm happy.
Clarice. Hello, Clarice.
Clarice.
I'm always happy to be here and see you people.
What's up?
How you doing, Momo B? Ow!
Damn, get everybody.
Oh, yes.
That's like, that's like a whole Facebook thing now. Everybody is typing, ow, on Facebook.
Oh, she's crazy.
Everybody's doing it.
That's because something's wrong with her. That's because something's wrong with her. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Started something.
It's almost Christmas. Everybody trying to get up in here. Look at this right here. Lord.
Oh, hell.
It's for sex.
Oh.
Everybody pull up your panties or pull them down.
Oh, kid, you got me swinging. Literally swinging.
At the lift, there was a man and woman having sex.
Titty
right
swinging like a door.
No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink.
Look at this brownie cooking heifer up in here.
Woo!
You didn't leave?
I gotta listen to this.
Sex is for sex.
It's showing the hell in. What's going on, Miss Terry Girl?
Hey, Momo B. Hey, Ernest. Hey, Elias. Ernest.
Hey,
Miss
Terry.
You don't pull the panties up and down. You take them off, Ernest, okay?
Hey, how about saying hi to me
look,
when
I,
you get to all that conversation?
I was
doing?
Just giving
what?
Options, girl. I was just giving
oh, hey,
options.
Jay,
you know
how
me.
You feeling? How you doing? How you doing?
What
how you
mean?
Feeling, Jay?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm
you know what, Jay?
I
hear something in Miss Terry's voice. She's getting ready to start something. I can tell her she's getting ready to start something.
I don't care about
you
her
start
something. I got my
voice.
Fist balled up, too. We can all
that
get down right about now. We can all get
oh,
down right about now. Don't matter
cares,
to me, baby.
Jay, don't nobody care.
Well, hold on. Don't start no mess with me because I ain't in the mood for you. Okay, don't start with me.
Don't slap me because I'm not in the mood.
Really?
Don't push me because I'm close to the damn edge.
Jesus just
I
saved your life.
I know you are close to the edge.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. That
edge
must be a rich sister guy. What's going on, rich sister girl?
Hi, how's everybody doing?
How you
hey,
doing,
rich sister?
Rich sister's making tan jacket jokes in the chat room already.
Oh, is she? I was just going to ask her how she was feeling, but since she got enough strength to crack jokes, then go to hell, rich sister, go to hell. She, yesterday, you should have heard
said,
it. She called in the latest first
jacket,
radio.
It gets cold on the sleigh.
Rich sister, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. I got a sign in the car. I don't think I'm going to make it. Y'all just got to ignore me tonight.
And now you're making tan jacket jokes. Oh, you must be feeling damn good about something, huh?
And you know damn well, Rich Sister, your microphone to get nice and clear when he says, Rich Sister, tell us where we can find you. And then she's just all nice and clear.
Yeah, I know. She was all sick yesterday.
Yeah,
she was all sick yesterday.
Up.
All right, look, it is Saturday, 347-850-1272. It's a few days before Christmas. And I tell you, we are, it's a secret Santa hour, and so right now I think we have presents for someone. Ernest, do you have a present for one of our people here on the show tonight?
I do. Thank you, Jay. I do have a present, and it is for Mr. Elias.
Oh!
Mr. Elias, there are new Christmas songs that come out every year. We know Mariah Carey has, you know, created All I Want for Christmas Is You, and, you know, that's become a traditional song. But I, good sir, have found a song for you this Christmas holiday that you need to take with you all 365 days of the year, and here it is. Everybody listen.
The night before Christmas and all through my veins, I can't sleep without your embrace. Now here's a message to all the women. Y'all got a gift that keeps on giving.
For Christmas is booty.
Oh, damn.
Works for
That's
me.
That's all he wants?
Yeah. Works for me.
Yeah, I know it works for you. Shit. Yeah.
I know it works for you.
Pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by the Ribs on it. 10 Good Minutes, where we kind of spend time talking about things that's on our mind. Really, it's going to be 6 Good Minutes because Mr. Elias wanted some booty, and we had to get his Christmas song out the way. Listen, real quick, I was at the grocery store today, right? And Mr. Elias, I was next to this guy, and he was in the other lane, and this dude, man, had slabs of ribs. He bought, like, a whole bunch of corn sausage, barbecue. I'm like, damn. I said, bruh. I said, hell, I wish I need to be going with you. He said, you know what, bruh? He started laughing, right? He said, brother, you know the beautiful thing about this is? He said, man, I'm not going to eat none of this. I'm like, what you mean you're not going to eat none of it? He said, bruh. He said, man, I'm buying this to take to a family, man, so they can have a Merry Christmas. And he said, man, it's what God told me to do. And he said, so I'm buying all this for two families, actually. I said, you know what, brother? May God bless you, man. God bless you. You know, man, to see stuff like that, bro, it just touches your heart, man. So now I guess my question to everybody is, what are you going to do, Mr. Elias, to spread Christmas cheer this holiday season?
Give gifts, man.
Hold up, bro, to the needy. We ain't talking about the people who got gifts. Talking about what you going to do for people that need stuff, Mr. Elias?
I am. Let me speak slow as hell so you can understand what I'm saying. Going to give them gifts, Jay. Hell, what the hell are you talking about?
Who is
about?
Them?
I do that.
Who is them, Mr. Elias?
I usually pick out 2 kids a year that are needy, and I usually give them gifts, Jay.
Really?
I do that
That's
every
good,
year.
Man.
Yes, I do.
That's good. So where do you pick them out at? Do you go like to a Big Brothers? How do you find them?
No, what my nephew and my niece, they run a program and they mentor to kids. So I usually take 2 of their kids out a year, and I take them and I buy them gifts, which I've already done.
Oh man, that's good, man. What, man? Kudos to you, brother. All right, let me go to you, Miss Terry. What you going to do for some needy people doing this Christmas holiday season? I'm going to give Mama B time to make up some lies because she ain't doing them. But I just want to see what she's going to say. Yes, Miss Terry.
Me and my friend are going to go feed the hungry.
You know what, God bless you. When are you going to do that? You going to do that Christmas Eve? You going to do that Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to go down to like a hunger bank or something?
Salvation
Where are you going to go? You like to?
Yeah, we go to Salvation Army, and you just help feed the hungry. Yeah, usually we do it on Thanksgiving, but we miss Thanksgiving, so we're going to do it Christmas Eve, and then I'm already starting to cook my Christmas dinner.
Oh,
hello.
Listen to you. See,
yeah.
we can't make you to a housewife. We can make you a housewife. You got
I am
potential.
A housewife. No, what do you mean make me what? So what you
trying to say, I am? Well, hold on. No, you swing.
You don't know me very well. I know how to take care of my man. Trust that. I might see you.
Okay, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's why Otis is still living there, right?
Oh, ouch. He didn't say nothing. Just ignore his
ass. What did you say, Ernest? I'm not ignoring. What did you say, Ernest?
I said that's why Otis still lives there, because you're such a good housewife, right? That's why Otis is still in the house?
Oh,
that's why my Otis is calling. That's why my Otis is calling my phone after over 20 years. Yes.
Oh, get his ass, girl.
Oh, wow.
Now.
Tell him.
Shut my mouth.
Every man I've ever been with, Terry knows I'm just playing with her.
I like to rip with Terry because she can take it.
Every man that I've ever been with, always, they have nothing to say bad about me because they were always in the wrong. I was never in the wrong. I'm never in the wrong.
Oh, okay, that's a lot. Okay, we're moving on from you. Thank you for spreading Christmas lies doing this. Please, sit your lying ass down, please. Whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Somebody's
okay.
getting a lump of coal.
All right, Big E, man. Look at you, dude. What you doing, bro, for to spread Christmas cheer to those who are less fortunate during the holiday season?
I don't know if I can follow all of that. Anything I say now is just going to sound horrible, but I'm actually, I usually spend Christmas by myself for the past 12 or 13 years, but this year I'm actually going out of town to somebody's house for a couple of nights. So I'm spreading Christmas cheer by allowing my jovial personality up in someone else's house for a couple of days.
So in other words, you're going to freeload off somebody for a few days. You ain't going to help no damn body. Thank you, Ernest. That was very good.
They invited me down to hang out, and, you know, it's a gentleman caller, and I'm going to spend a couple of days with him over Christmas, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, okay. So then it's even worse. You're going out there to get paid. All right, thank you, Ernest. We move right past your sorry ass.
Get paid.
All right,
Ernest,
what are you doing during the holiday?
People asking me for this. I ain't got to buy anything.
Okay. I'm going to spread my Christmas joy. I'm going to roll my ass down there and let him just hump
on
me.
And by the way, there's no barn. There's no barn involved.
Too cold to be a barn.
I'll be in a house this time.
You're up in a loft somewhere.
It's not a sex date, though. It's not a sex date. So I'm just going out of town. That's what I'm doing.
Ernest, you don't go nowhere without sex.
I've been alone on Christmas for 12 straight years.
Okay, thank you, Ernest. We don't give a damn no more. You're not helping anybody that needs help. You're just helping your damn self and your Johnson. We're moving on.
Well, hey, you got to help yourself before you can help others.
Yeah, shit up. All right, Rich sister, what are you going to do to help the needy during this holiday season?
Well, I'm going to help out with Callie Wood. She's going to be helping to feed people on Christmas Day, so I'm definitely going to help her out.
You guys, man,
is she
so
feeding
proud
all the transvestites that she's been hanging out with?
Just ignore Ernest. You know, just ignore Ernest. Hell, Ernest.
Right,
thank you.
Last
Rich sister, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. All right. Here we go. Mama B, what are you going to do to help the needy during this holiday season? Oh, God. Clutch the pearls.
What? Nothing. I am not doing anything to help no needy. I am the needy. So,
that's what I thought.
She's honest. She's honest.
I'm going to help myself. Yes, of course. Well, I'm not going to feed no hungry people. I'm not. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just not doing it. You want to know what I'm doing, right? So, I'm telling you, I'm not going to feed no hungry people. I'm not.
I did do something.
I've already done it. It's not like I'm going to do it. I donated some toys to some kids, so they're going to get some gifts.
See, there you go.
But I did that already. You said, what are you going to do? So I'm not going to do something.
Well, I mean,
I just
help needy people during the holidays. That's all.
Yes,
I mean, okay.
I always donate toys.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I do. Yes.
I'm shocked.
Don't be shocked because I do that every year.
I am shocked. Because you have forgotten. Look, let me tell you something, how minute it was to her, Miss Elliot. She ain't forgot. She damn did it.
you know what? Because she was saying everybody was, quote-unquote, saying how they are going to do something like feed yes. homeless people, and I'm not doing none of that. But what I did do, which does classify as answering the answer, is I always buy kids to give. It was my choice to give
oh,
kids. I always do that.
Good.
So
well, let me make sure, because I know Mr. Elias loves to try to put me on the spot. But Mr. Elias, let me tell you
no,
something.
I'm
ready to answer the question. Sherlock Holmes, since you're looking for a mystery. Listen, what we're going to, what I want to do, I've adopted a family. And so with me and a couple of my coworkers, we've put together $1,500. So they can go out and buy gifts and stuff for their kids. So
that's nice.
Yeah,
that family ain't yours. I'm just asking.
I'm sorry.
Nothing, man. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. All right. So we're going to do that. And you know, the beautiful thing about it is we always get pictures after it's done. And you know, it's a beautiful thing. It warms the heart. So listen, folks, follow our lead. Go out and do something for someone who needs help, because you never know if you're ever going to be put in that situation. Spread the Christmas cheer during this holiday season. Ten good minutes is yes, Ernest.
I was going to add to that it's so funny you bring this up, because I read an article today where a young kid, he's about 17 or 18 years old, he went and started clipping coupons and did power couponing, and he went to the store, bought $1,000 worth of groceries, paid $6 for them because of coupons, and donated all of it to needy people at Christmas time. So there's
a lot of great kid. What a great kid. Yeah. But you still didn't do a damn thing with your sorry ass. So anyway,
no,
10 good minutes is sponsored by...
10 good minutes on the Saturday edition has been sponsored by the Rib Zone, home of the $14.95 all-you-can-eat barbecue rib buffet. Do we have to say anymore? They're at 5020 Highway 78 inside the Best Western across from Arby's with that fake barbecue shit.
And you did.
Tell them that the crew of the Saturday edition on the TJRS Radio Network sent you. Baby, pull up a plate, sit down, and have you some barbecue, the best in Memphis, Tennessee.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
We're looking for a likely tornado and severe thunderstorm outbreak today into tonight. That's as a wave of low pressure runs northeast along this red and blue stationary front. It's pulling in a lot of unseasonably warm and moist, unstable air along that and ahead of that cold front, and pretty strong winds at low levels as well. So there's going to be plenty of sources of rotation for tornadoes, and some of that severe thunderstorm activity might even get north of the Ohio River. Very unusual for this time of year. Once in a while, we'll get tornadoes down in the Gulf Coast states, but this is pretty far to the north. Even by the time we get into Sunday, we could see some of that unstable air all the way up into Pennsylvania. So you need to be on the lookout for the severe thunderstorms in places sometimes where we'd be more expecting snow. Today, this afternoon, that will get down into San Antonio, over to Houston, and across East Texas, Louisiana, much of Arkansas, up to Memphis and Nashville, Louisville, and maybe even the Cincinnati area, and then even into the Huntsville and Birmingham areas, and down close by evening to the New Orleans area. There'll be some tornadoes, maybe even some long track ones. The highest tornado condition index values these Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee regions. Then as we head into the overnight hours, maybe a little bit less chance of a tornado, but still some tornado threat, damaging winds as a line of thunderstorms marches all the way east to Columbus, Ohio and Cincinnati, Lexington, Kentucky, all the way across much of Tennessee to the Bristol area, northwest Georgia, a lot of Alabama, Mississippi, and marching its way across Louisiana as well. By the time we get into Sunday, the conditions beginning to pull apart a little bit, but there could be damaging wind gusts considering a very strong low-level jet up into the mid-Atlantic, maybe all the way to the Harrisburg and Philadelphia areas, Washington, D.C., and Baltimore, down to Raleigh and Charlotte, and probably south of Atlanta, down to Pensacola, Florida, and Mobile, Alabama. So, again, there could be some tornadoes among this, a lot of damaging wind gusts. It's something that you really need to pay careful attention to the weather this weekend. Stay safe.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the O2 Get Hype Song, dog.
she west and funk, jazz, and death slow record of the past. You see, we're living in a time of rock and roll, hip hop, new wave, and classic. Come on, everybody, turn your dial up and down, down and up, find yourself. Then set back, get your face out the tube. You're smoother than Dr. J. You didn't come to the party in a limousine, yet you got a friend and you rap so mean. Take your two turntables and a microphone, you kept on. Keep them dancing all night.
You mother. I'm gonna tell you something, sir, the motherfucking press. I ain't coming for no foolishness. Can't do shit no more. And I'm blessed. I'm big boned. I'm heavy structured. I'm hung low. If I pull my shot, this whole room get dark.
You are listening to the TJRF Radio Network.
Show me the money.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Show me the money.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you.
Show me the money.
It is Saturday.
Damn right it is, folks. Saturday. Right before Christmas. Have you done your Christmas shopping? If not, you can stay and laugh with us and then go get your presents a little later. 38 minutes after the hour, it's the J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition, 347-850-1270. Let's call it number, hanging out with the very best in the biz. My boy, Mr. L to the E to the F, what is up, partner?
You don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, man.
Oh, you just don't understand, Mr. Elliott. I don't understand. Momo Beezy in the Heezy, hey, girl.
Hey, DJ, once you play that song,
oh,
that you're dancing.
Oh,
all right. Yes.
Yeah. It's a Grammy winner. Yeah, it's a Grammy winner. Oh, damn. Santa Claus Jr.'s in the house. What's going on there, Big E?
Hey, DJ, just play that song. Hey. Hello, Cleveland. And just so everybody knows, because there's some youngsters listening to the show, that is not sampled from Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey sampled that. That was the original, what you just heard. So all the youngins know that's where that came. That's where Honey
came
from.
I'm glad you did that.
Was from World Famous
up, please.
Supreme Team.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was World's Famous Supreme Team. And I think it was right in the middle of the 80s. It was like 83 or 84, somewhere right in there.
Yeah.
And I know they sampled it. I know the Beastie Boys sampled it. And it's probably been sampled a few other times as well. But that's where, and I love the song Honey from Mariah Carey, but that's the original song right there. Hey, DJ.
Everybody sampled it.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're right. You're right.
Great
Miss
song.
Jackson,
I love the original.
What's up, girl? Hello, Miss Terry.
Put down
how
the
bowl
and say hi.
Oh, hey. Hey.
Okay, wake up. Wake up.
Can't nobody sleep. Let you. Go ahead.
Pay attention then. Hell. Rich she sister's in the house. Hello, rich sister.
Yeah, hello, Santa Jay.
Oh, you really feeling good, huh? You cracking jokes. You cracking jokes. Are you ready to make that run, Rudolph? Put a red nose
hello,
on your
Jay
ass.
Claus.
You can lead us all the way in. Killing my damn nerves. All right, look, 347-850-1272 J. Ryle Show. Glad you guys are in the house. Great show tonight. We have the QLD that's coming up in a second. And tonight, we're going to get it done. 10 things not to buy for Christmas. All right? So that's coming up. So stay tuned because we're in the spirit of holiday cheer. Miss Elias, you know what I'm drinking right about now? Take a wild guess.
Some water because it's healthy. No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's not a good guess.
Slim Fast.
Oh, damn. Oh, you funny.
Wait, what did Terry say? What you say?
No, Momo B said that. Oh, hell, I can't stand your ass. She said some Slim Fast.
What you say, Momo B?
I didn't say what I should be drinking. I said what I am drinking. You're funny. Yeah.
She right, though.
Yeah, but her MOB, I heard that you got that disease, baby. You got a disease, girl.
I'm not falling for your banana.
You're not going to fall for the banana? Okay, I'm going to hit you in the eye. Oh, I'm going to get you for the night out. All right, look, Mr. Elias, I am drinking a Mickey, dude. A Mickey.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
What's a Mickey do?
Y'all don't know a Mickey? Y'all never heard of Mickey's? What?
Oh, wow.
The drug?
Isn't that what you slip somebody? Isn't that a date rape drug when you slip somebody a Mickey?
No, it's not a date rape drug.
It's like a hand grenade bottle. It's wow. Man, you drinking that nasty stuff?
Man, really? You crazy, man. Mickey, man, we used to drink Mickey when we was young, dude.
What is he drinking? What are you drinking?
What are you drinking?
I'm drinking Mickey. A Mickey.
A Mickey? Like a beer?
Yes, she knows.
In the green, look, wait a minute. In the green can? No,
yes. Green bottle.
Yeah, that's
look at all
drink.
The ghetto people.
That's a
drunk
girl. See, she knows
what's
up. That's
my drink.
Mickey's?
That's
come on, girl.
Wait a minute. I said, wait a minute. Let me see. In the white neighborhood, a Mickey is. No, he's not talking about that.
A Mickey
I'm
in the
I'm
ghetto. White neighborhood.
I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him.
There's nothing wrong with the Mickey.
Why don't
I know ain't nothing wrong with Mickey.
Why did we drink Mickey when we were young?
I don't know why. Why did we drink it while we were young? Because we were being
we
bad and we were
nothing
being...
else. Because we couldn't
no,
afford nothing else.
No, we used to drink
else.
That Pink Chappelle and Brass Monkey.
Nothing else.
We drank Brass Monkey.
Else. Brass Monkey.
Right down memory lane.
Brass Monkey.
That's monkey. We used to drink Brass Monkey. You didn't say about that?
Hey, yay.
For the last time I drank Brass Monkey. Or Mickey's. Whatever I drink, I can't drink to have a headache. That stuff gives me a headache. It's malt liquor, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's malt liquor.
That's
there
right.
Go.
It's good.
Yep, it's malt liquor. Yeah. But see, back in the day, we used to drink Thunderbird and Kool-Aid.
Oh,
I mean, I'm going way back. We used to drink Thunderbird and Kool-Aid.
Thunderbird
and
Kool-Aid.
And that's because we didn't have any money. That was $0.75 a bottle, and the Kool-Aid was like, what, 2-3 cents? Yes, we used to get drunk off that shit.
We were a little bit more extravagant, Miss Terry. We used to drink Wild Irish Rose and 7-Up.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's it too.
Wine.
Yep.
And O.D.
But then they had 900. They had O'Leary's 900, which was just you couldn't drink it. It was just
We have no money for that. We couldn't afford that.
It was the same price.
Oh, was it? I never heard of the 900. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the 900. Mm-hmm.
I never heard of
it. I'm going to tell you this, Jay.
Too late right now.
In the year 2013, it's not wise for you to be on a social network for my I'm drinking a Mickey because you sound desperate.
Thank you, Momo B.
Oh,
I like
thanks,
my
Momo
chocolate
B.
Dark. Milk chocolate. I love it dark. And creamy.
Oh, no, you know, that's a lie.
Well, that is a lie. All right, let's get into it. The QLD question today. The kill indeed, the question of his day is that age old question, parents.
Mm.
Yes, we're going to put you on the spot tonight. And we want to know that if you had a choice, and don't be no punks, if you had a choice, what would you like to have, a boy or a girl? Would you like to have a little son, a girl, possibly be a football player, or a girl that could possibly be the first female president of the United States? So that's it, 347-850-1273. The kill would be the question of the day. Which would you prefer if you had a choice, a boy or a girl? Miss Elias, you know how we do this.
Yes.
Is somebody outside the rain?
I want to go outside.
I'm sorry. Miss Elias, man, if you had a choice, dog, to have a boy or a girl, which one would you prefer, Miss Elias?
Now, is it my only child that I'm up there to have, or I'm going to have more than just one?
Yeah, no, it's your only child, Miss Elias.
I prefer to have a boy.
Why is that, Miss Elliott?
Because bottom line is, if I don't, my name dies with me. If I don't have
no,
a
hold on,
name,
stop. You have plenty of brothers. Stop that. No, your name ain't going no damn place. Stop.
You don't think so?
Well, that's true. It is. You're right.
Think about it.
Okay, all right. Okay, that's a good. Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. You bastard. You know, you always got to turn around and bring this into it. You're right, though. So you would prefer to have a boy, only because
my name dies.
Okay.
My name dies with me. If my name is gone, die with me. But my name dies with me. But if I had the choice, I'd rather have my name gone, because I'm the last one of my family with my name that could go on.
No.
What you gonna adopt the kid,
what if,
man?
What if you have a boy that never fears a child, and that's it? That your name is dead right there anyway, and you don't even have anybody. Okay, okay,
but I'm just throwing this out there.
If your son never has any children, then that's it.
You won't
even be a granddad, or no kind of dad,
or
because you want your little
finger
name.
Okay.
I
don't think there's anything wrong with that.
How about Momo B? This is how I
want to
answer my damn question. You answer the way you
want. Hey, look. In case you never thought about that.
Hey, look at me. You see who spoke up first. That's the one who saw it. Hey, Momo B, we're going to evacuate the city. It's a flood. Wait, I got to take my daughter. I got to save her life. What about your son? Oh, we need somebody to row the boat. So, hey, man, you talking to the wrong one.
Man, look. If I had, Momo B, look at this. If I have a girl and she's going to have kids, what's the difference? Well, at least with my son, he can at least try to carry on my name.
Oh, you got a key. That's a good point.
No, he don't have a good point.
How come I don't, Momo B?
Because
I think he does.
I told you that you want a son just because of that. That was your only reason. No other reason but to carry on your name. But
Momo
that
B,
doesn't
Momo
necessarily
B,
mean that he's going to do that.
Momo B,
that's
it's something
that's
I live
I'm
with
saying.
Every day. It's something I live with every day, Momo B.
What, your name?
Yeah, not carrying on my name. It's something I live with every day. So I didn't have to think about that. It's something I live with every day.
Okay, good. Be sensitive. Let's move on to the next person.
He said, let's be sensitive.
You know why
yes,
I think it was a good idea that Mr. Elliott said he wants a boy instead of a girl is because he doesn't want to have to kick nobody's ass later on. Because, as you know, as a father of girls, you're going to be looking at every guy that's looking sideways at your daughter. And it's just easier to have a son in that regard. So I think that's why it was a good choice for Mr. Elias to say, man, because he's protective of your girls, you know. So imagine if he had his own daughter. Oh, my goodness.
That's not what he said.
I didn't say that's what he said. That was my idea. I wasn't putting words in his mouth. That was my
idea. No, we don't want to do that tonight.
I don't know what you're yammering on about, but that is
not
what I said.
We're talking about princes.
World. I'm trying to have a conversation.
She's talking about, look at man. When you threaten that, when it comes to that boy and that girl, I can't wait till we get around to her. I've been waiting for this one. All right, Rich Sister. If you had a choice, Rich Sister, between a boy and a girl, Which would you prefer to have? Oh, you sick now, huh? You got
no,
what's wrong
no.
with you?
Well, I can, like, obviously see a girl because she's that mirror image that I can teach stuff to, what I learned, and I don't know. I don't really have a preference.
Oh, as long as they're healthy.
Like,
is that what you're going to say?
Pretty much. I mean, there's a, you know, I can see having a boy and, you know.
Okay, let's break it down. The benefits of having a boy or a son is for you. The pros and cons.
I don't have to do everything with him that I would have to do with a girl as far as,
what does that mean?
Doing hair.
Oh yeah, hair is a big thing.
You ain't lying about that.
Doing hair and just having to prepare her the way I would have to prepare him. It's just different. Then, like,
what you mean it's different? You're not going to comb your son's hair? You're not going to put some clean clothes in his ass? What are you talking about?
It's not as a, say with a boy, it's not as a production as it would be a girl. It's different.
I gotta add a side note onto this, man. I am so proud of Jay. Because I was in Texas once, and I seen Jay do his girl's hair. I was like, wow. And it looks nice, man. You know, and I was like, that's my brother. That is my brother. And I'm not trying to be funny or joke or anything like that, but I was actually proud of him. Because he took that time to know how to do his girl's hair. And that's important.
Would you bring that up on the damn show?
Because my sister was talking about doing their hair. That's why.
It actually popped into my head when she said that. I wondered if you did that. So I'm glad Miss Elias brought it up. I thought, thanks, very interesting. I think that's very daddy of you.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting, too.
Stepping up, doing what needs to be done.
I bet you do.
That's fantastic.
You go to hell, Momo. Do you play tea? Do you have tea parties with them, too? Get your ass out.
I think that
is a real man would. A real man would have a tea party with his daughter because that's what dads do.
Their hair was nice and neat, and I was like, wow. He took the time to learn how to do it, and that was impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So
I had a lot of practice.
Whatever.
Okay, so fine.
All right. Shit. All right, so Rich's sister said she would prefer to have, you don't care. So now you said, okay, the pros and cons of a boy. Give me the pros and cons of a girl, of having a girl.
Well, like I said, it's of course having that that mirror image of yourself, where I can more so with her teach her stuff that I grew up having to learn, do whatever. But like I said, I really don't have a preference. I really don't.
You gonna teach them how to do the what's love got to do with a dance too? Put a Tina Turner wig on. Come on, baby, let me show you how to do this.
What's love got to do with it?
All right, Rich.
Wasn't it proud, Mary? Listen, baby, sometimes people like it rough, and sometimes people like it easy. That's what Rich sister be saying. No, you know when Tina Turner sings Proud Mary, she's like, sometimes we like to do it easy. Other times, we like to do it rough. That's what she would be saying to her kids when she turned that song on.
Wow. 347-8501-2. 72 is our call number. Saturday edition, 4 days before Christmas. Glad you guys are in the hizzy. Come and get your laugh on. Having a great time tonight. All right, listen. So far, Mr. Elias wants a boy. Hey, look, that's his preference. He wants to save the family name. Hey, that's a damn good reason to have a boy. Rich Susan really has no preference whatsoever. Listen, we have time for... All right, Ernest, let's go to you real quick.
Okay, I'll make it quick. You know, I tell you, Jay, today
you are hitting things on the head, because there's conversations I've had with friends in the past couple days, or, you know, like articles I read when we talked about the helping the needy. And just last night I was talking to somebody about this very topic. So when I saw that today, I was like, man, he is on the money for once in his damn life. And my answer is this, and I'm a little bit on board with Mr. Elias for another reason, but I would want to have a son, because my father wasn't around after I was 12 years old. So I want to be the dad that I didn't have. And two, I am Ernest the fourth. My, you know, there's first, second, third, and fourth. I would really want to have, I've met some fourths in my life, but I've never met anybody that had a fifth behind their name. So I would want them also just to have Ernest the fifth. That would be my second reason. I would want to carry on literally my name, my first, middle, and last name as the fifth. So I would want a boy.
So let me ask you this. Now, for you and Mr. Elias, yes, who are, you know, in danger of losing your name, so to speak, would it be the same if you adopted a kid and gave that kid your last name?
No, it
wouldn't. For me, it would, because if I adopted young enough, I would name them Ernest L. Sewell V. Yeah, that wouldn't matter to me.
And why would it matter to you, Mr. Elias?
Because it's my blood running through his veins, Jay. I want my blood running through his veins.
Wow.
It is.
So there are kids out there that needs parents, and you're saying, hey.
Oh, here we go.
So you wouldn't adopt a kid.
I didn't say I wouldn't adopt, but you said, would it make a difference to me? And I'm like, yes, it would.
Well, would you adopt a girl? You going to adopt a girl? I mean, if you adopt a boy, what you going to call him? You'll keep his same name?
Yes, he probably would have his same name, Jay.
Wow.
Probably would.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Hey, look, hey, bro, look here. I mean, listen, there's no right or wrong answer. If you feel that way about it, that's, hey, kudos. 347-850-1272 is the caller number. Jay Ryle Show, 4 days before Christmas. You guys, I hope you have all the damn gifts you need, because if not, it is too damn late. Now, the Sunday paper's coming, and maybe you can pick up something in the Sunday paper that's coming up. But this is it. You have a few days left, and if you haven't gotten your gifts by now, tough titty.
You're going to be running to Walgreens at the last minute or CVS Friday. Getting them crappy $1 presents.
No. You better hook it up. Buy four of them.
You better get going now, man.
I know, right? All right, look, coming up on the other side, we're going to ask Miss Terry the question. We're going to also get the answer from you-know-who, and we know what she's going to say. If you listen to her intro, you already know the answer to the damn question. But for grins and giggles and kicks, we're going to do it any damn way. It's the Jay Ryle Show. It's Saturday edition. All right, folks, we'll be back after this. We're stepping out. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back after this.
I'll do it over and over. wanna be your housekeeper, man. Oh, yeah. Let me be your housekeeper.
Let me take good care of you, baby girl.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey, 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 good morning.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrow right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do,
baby. Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
To interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you. Now, back to our show.
What time it is?
You gonna eat your cornbread?
Oh, Trevor.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Excuse me, brother. What we call drugs is 74th Street Baptist Church. We call a city sin.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Oh, tis the season to be jolly. Fala, la, 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 la. Welcome back. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show, Saturday edition. Hanging out with the very best in the biz. My boy, Mr. Elias, is in the house. What's up, boy?
We're with.
Hey man, you alright? You alright, bro?
Who you with?
Alright, bro, you breaking up, bro. I'm sorry, man. Oh, well, okay, man. Hey, listen, I'm with you, dog. I'm with you. Momo BZ and the Heezy. Hey, girl.
So, Sheezy, my Nizzy. What up?
Hell, you know what up is? Who the hell put that damn song in rotation? Oh, hell no. Miss Terry, what's going on?
Hey.
Ain't no hey. Hey, my ass. Big E, what's up?
Well, how are you doing?
Weak ass song like that. No weak song. I'll be your damn housekeeper. You weak bastard.
That's
oh,
right.
Man. What's up, rich sister?
Santa Jay.
Oh, you funny. You funny. You one of Santa's little helpers, too. Sit your ass down. All right, look, the kill needs a question of the day. Yeah, whatever. The kill needs a question of the day. Would you prefer to have a boy or a girl? Now, listen, I don't know how that damn song got in the rotation, but you'll never hear it here again. Like,
wow.
I clean you
I
with
heard the last part of it. That was terrible.
Yeah.
I clean your windows.
I thought it was
I do your housekeeper. Y'all ain't going to be no damn body's housekeeper. Kiss me asses. The hell was that?
Well, we see why.
Yeah, whatever. All right, look, so anyway, before the break, we asked the question. And Mr. Elliott said, look, I want a boy because I want my family name to continue to march on. Hey, look, and that's a damn good-ass answer. And then... Rich sisters, I really don't care as long as it's healthy. You know, if it's a girl, I don't want to do a damn hair. If it's a boy, I can just slap some clothes on his ass and tell him to go to school. So she the damn problem. But
I don't think
she said
that.
No,
I thought
that's
what she said. That's why I interpreted it. So Big E said, look here, I don't give a damn. I want to keep my damn family's name. I want to have an Ernest the 5th, 6th, and 7th. So I would love to have a boy. And so now we're going to get to George Jefferson's daughters. I'll start with the oldest.
Hey.
Wheezy Jr. and Wheezy Jr. Jr.
Yeah. I'll start with the oldest, Miss Terry. Miss Terry, which would you prefer?
I had a girl.
Really?
I knew it was going to go down these lines, Jay. I knew the men were going to pick boys and the girls were going to pick girls.
Excuse me.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I will go back to LES. I was adopted. So my dad picked me out of all these kids, blah, blah, blah. You know, the wonderful story they tell you when you're adopted. But it was probably a lie.
Did he do any, meeny, miny, more? Did he just pick you up?
Anyway,
did he keep the receipt? Miss Terry, did he keep the receipt?
Up,
try to get store credit later on?
He's crazier than me, so I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, that's
why I got
my personality.
Did he try to get store credit later on?
Hey, but one thing I did do is, since he didn't have any boys, and I wasn't a boy, I made a pact with him that I would keep his last name. So when I married Otis, I kept my last name. And my daughter has her last, his my my last
hell
name, and her dad's last name.
Oh, that's very
and
modern. That's very modern.
No, but I mean,
that ain't
I'm
no
gonna
damn
keep
modern.
His name. Hold on, I'm gonna keep his name going because to honor him, because he was an amazing father. So that's something that I'm doing for my father.
But what about the father of the damn child? How about his name?
Well, first of all, if he would have stepped up to be a real dad, he could have, you know, but he didn't.
Okay,
so,
hold on, baby. Okay,
yeah,
hold on, baby.
Okay.
All right, you're bringing up court cases.
Saying.
We don't want to do that.
Well,
we're bringing up court cases.
You know,
well,
but
be a real
I
man.
You're a real dad, you're a real man, like LES. He's a real man, so he wants his name to follow. Because he's a real man, his boy's going to be a real man. So when you got a pop, then you don't share his name. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right, girlfriend, anybody ask you, y'all look mad. Well, if he'd been a real daddy like he's supposed to be, I would have got... Okay, thank you. TMI,
you know.
Hey. Whatever.
So, yes, I would rather have a girl. I don't know. I see some of my friends that have boys, and I'm crazy. And you have to be kind of like subdued with boys. Like, you can't really... Because I mean, I jumped in my boy's face. I mean, I know me. So, God knew what to give me. God knew. Or I'd be fighting with my boy. I know that. But I don't
so you'd be kicking your son's
me
head.
And my mother fought.
I put my foot off in it so far, he won't be able to get it out. I know me, because I can't take much.
Wow.
I know me.
Wow.
So you got you
I
have a short fuse.
Terry. I don't know. Some girls be trying to test their parents too now.
Yeah,
they
she be. And you know what? And the funny thing is my daughter has a disability. Well, anyway, that's what the papers say, but I don't really think she do. And she's had nothing but boyfriends all her like first grade. Say she come out, come home, talk about boyfriend. Look, let's uh-huh. get other words other than boyfriend. Yeah, boyfriend. Really? Did she learn the ABCs yet? You got a boyfriend? Really? You know,
these are boyfriends.
So she's a chip off the old block. She fast like your ass.
She's like me, but she do signs. Like, she'll give me the sign. She'll give me the sign boyfriend. Oh, really? What other sign did you learn other than boyfriend today? I'm wrong. She's sweet.
She is a product of her environment. That's all I can
say. She is her daughter, but she ain't going to take no shit. Her little boyfriends give her gifts. She's got about 10 gifts from little boys.
Just like her mama.
Yeah.
As long as you're not sharing the damn brownie recipe, we're okay. I'll call CPS on your ass.
Hey, side note, Terry ain't bought a pair of panties for her daughter yet. Never mind.
Oh, my daughter. Ernest, my daughter. Look,
you know,
I'm so
only being funny. I'm only being
that.
Funny. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm only being funny.
Well, no, but wait a minute. I'm so serious about my daughter. She wear old granny's panties.
Okay, thank you. You have given too much information out tonight. Thank you very much. You're moving on from your ass.
I know.
Jesus Christ. What? Okay.
I think that's funny.
What is this?
That is hysterical.
I hope nobody knocks on the door.
347-850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in.
Wow.
Mr. Elliott, man, who do we have, brother, on the line?
We got Miss Terry's, Momo B's friend, Cinnabon.
Who?
Oh, Lord.
Cinnabon!
Let me get
What's
on
happening,
you.
Cinnabon?
Hey, how you doing? And you know me, I would rather have a boy because I don't need no girl to be running, playing, run, catch, and hump like I do. So I can't imagine
answer the question straight out.
Hey, well, damn. Hey, look, thank you. I just came right in.
Hey, we're great. Thanks for asking, Cinnabon.
Hey,
we're great. Thanks for asking.
Okay, so now you want a boy. You want a boy because of what again?
Because I can't imagine me having a daughter and she playing run, catch, and hump like I do.
Run, catch, and hump? What kind of damn game is that? Did you say run, catch, and hump?
That's when you run, catch, and hump. That means like you're running to play tag, but you slow your ass down so you can get humped.
Oh, you were fast as hell. Oh, damn, Cinnabon.
Stop.
Cinnabon.
I got a headache.
What is up with you?
Run and go get it.
Call him Momo B's friends crazy.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, Momo B's friend. I don't know why, you know. What you say, Roy catching hump? Ooh, tag me. Ooh, I'm it. Ooh. What kind of damn game is that for a bad ass? Ooh, I wish I'd have caught your ass if you was my daughter. Why did you stand that ass up? Roy catching hump. Oh, fast ass. How old were you when you were doing this?
Maybe eight.
Call your
you
parents
nasty,
right
girl.
Now. What's their number? We call that. We finna tell on your ass right now. tell your parents or somebody what the hell you was doing. I was 8 years old. I was trying to let people fill up my booty at eight. So,
yeah. Your bee stings haven't come out yet. What
you
let somebody rub on your butt for?
You never did that, Jay?
First of all, hell no, Miss Terry. I'm not going to be playing no damn game with my stone on my ass. What the hell is wrong with you?
I mean, I thought all boys did that nasty stuff. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Just nasty girls, apparently.
Well, not at 8 years old, Miss Terry.
I'm just saying.
Well,
I'm
you know what? Somebody was shaving her ass. Hello? She wasn't running from nothing. She was running from somebody.
Well, she wasn't running. That's the point. She was slowing down with her booty in there. That's the whole problem with this whole situation.
Running from the police?
She wasn't running nowhere. Everybody running, she's skipping.
You called me.
Let me ask you a question. What were your grades when you was playing catch, hump, and booty? What were your grades in school?
My grades was always up. I made sure anything I touched was up.
Oh, see, you don't sit about this nasty. You know, sit about it's just nasty. For no reason at all. How you going to be this nasty this early in the evening? It's freaking 6:15. And you got boo-boo on your mind already.
It's right somewhere else.
I'm sitting here with my daddy while I'm talking. Remember last week?
Your daddy was your daddy there? Put your daddy on the damn phone. We want to talk to your daddy right now. Talking to your daddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, sir? This is Jay from the Jay Rouse Show. How are you doing on this beautiful 4 days before Christmas?
We playing Jingle Bells. I'm playing Mrs. Claus with some clips on something.
Hold on. Is this your biological daddy or is this your sugar daddy? Which one? Can you clarify,
That's
please?
My daddy.
Who's your daddy, daddy? Okay, father. As one
not
dad.
Not daddy.
The daddy is the good
saint. Oh, you a pimp daddy. Oh, hell. Okay. All right. Never mind. What you put his ass on the phone? We want to talk to him. We already know what he's doing. He playing Jingle Bells. With your bells. What kind of
thing? All right, guys. I love you guys. Have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, pimp. Yeah, how you doing? I'm playing with a booty while I'm talking to you right now. What the hell was that? 347. What? She's probably calling to a radio show with somebody's hand on her ass talking about she was playing tag with her booty. What the hell is wrong with Cinnabet? How did she even get our phone number, Momo B? What the hell was this?
It's a community radio show.
Yeah.
That's what all members of the community, not select few, all of them.
She called in with people playing
with
her butt.
I'm never going to Florida.
I'm going.
That's for damn sure. It's a
scary
party down
ass
there.
People down there. I'm not going anywhere near within 100 miles of Momo B.
She doesn't live in Florida. She lives in New York.
Oh, that's even better. To the bottom. All right,
is she down in the Bronx? Is that where she's at?
Yeah, she's in the Bronx.
Yes.
Oh, well. Let me stay upstate then where I'm at. I'm a good 3.5 hours from her. Let me stay up here.
You don't have to worry about nothing, Ernest.
You ain't got to worry. I don't waste my time. See, Mama, be how I come in. Every time you say something, I'm on top of it, girl.
Yes.
I'm on top of it.
Makes me scared of black people again.
I know that's right. All right, look. All right, Momo B, we've been waiting for this. Momo B, baby.
Oh, shoot. I forgot. Yes.
Oh, you forgot? Yeah, I know. We talk about kids. It's easy for you to forget. So anyway, can you get your memory back?
Yeah.
I'm
going to
ask your ass
back.
A question. You back?
Can you put your
okay, here we
down
go. Momo B,
minute.
Baby. Good
yeah.
morning, children. Momo B, if you had a choice between a boy and a girl, which
and that's
one would
the only
you prefer
child
that?
I could have. Just
that's
one.
The only children you got, only kid. You in China. You can have one kid.
Yeah. It would be the girl, of course.
Of course.
It's the girl. Yeah.
I know. I don't know why we asked.
I don't either.
I just want people to see who you really are. So that's why we ask.
See who I really
she
am.
She doesn't like
because
any man whatsoever.
Everybody else picks a little person and you see who you really
a little
are.
Person.
But when I pick my girl, I got to be somebody. That's
but we already
girl.
Know
why you
the history
yeah.
behind.
Why
yeah.
would you pick a girl,
Mama? She is the symbol
yeah,
of
yeah,
me.
But, yeah, ask her that. Yeah.
Who I am, what I stand for, and I love every little piece of her. She acts like me, she looks like me, she talks like me, she got a little attitude like me. She is just she's a mini-me.
Oh, Lord.
And
oh, my Lord.
Oh, so
we
got to
save her.
We
got to save her. Oh, we got to save her.
She is that. She is that, and I love it. And you know, when you have a girl, like, if you raise your girl the right way, you will have a friend for the rest of your life.
That's right, Mama.
Anytime she wants to talk, y'all can be best friends. She's
look
grown,
at her chiming
she's married,
in.
Whatever. You got a problem,
you could talk to her. She got a problem, she could talk to you. She always wants to come to you. You could help her. She wants advice, she comes to you. You are their best friend. Like, that's forever. That's a bond nobody cannot break. It's different with a
but
boy.
But if you raise
a
your
boy,
children right, Momo, you should have that
boy,
with any child
boy,
you have, male or female.
A boy, when he grows up, he got his wife. They are together doing their own thing. The boys,
ooh,
most of the time,
point.
Boys do stuff that they don't even want you to know that they're doing. Hello? So he's not going to come to me. He's not going to come to me like the daughter is. He's
I'm doing stuff right now.
Life.
I don't want y'all to know,
he's
though.
Going
shut
to,
up, Ernie.
He's going to go to maybe his father or maybe his friends or his homeboy for advice. Hello?
Crazy ass. Yes,
yes. Okay. All right, Momo B. That, you know what? There's nothing I can't talk to my mother about. I don't agree with that statement. There's things that I've talked to my mother about that you would not believe.
Well,
so I don't agree with
that.
That's
you. You don't have to agree with my statement, boo. That's you. I'm telling you about
okay, but
me
hey,
and my life and most boys. That's what I'm saying. Like,
so I'm jumping
out here. The reason why you can't talk to you.
Here she goes. She got her wound up now.
You don't got no wife. You don't got a significant other that you can do
ooh.
That with. That's what
ooh.
I'm saying. When
you
when
got
my
no
son
wife.
Grows up, yeah, you ain't got no wife. When my son
she
grows up, that's what I said. I said when he grows up and
no
has
wife.
A wife,
well, how you
gonna,
know what I got?
He's gonna,
you ain't got no wife.
He's going to talk to his wife about all this stuff. A lot of boys, when they grow up, they want to keep their relationship away from their mother because mothers always want to meddle and stuff. So they want to keep little things away from
I
their
know
mother.
I did.
So that's that. That's what I'm saying. The girl,
here's
on the
point.
Other hand, she will always come to me and talk to me, and she wants my advice on this and that. And even if they have a problem, who's she going to come to? Her mother. She's always going to be like that. And because she's just like me, and she's just so cute, and she is
like
exactly
you.
What
it's
I always
power
wanted.
Of the vagina.
I always wanted my little girl, and that's what I got. And I'm so happy, happy, happy. So, yeah,
we know.
Do it all
again.
Yeah,
but you thought
and
anybody
I
else
would
want
to
have
one.
Spend another 10 minutes telling us about
that
it, would you?
That would be that one. Yes.
Sure let me ask you something. Where is your slave son right about now?
Oh, he's out on the road buying gifts or whatever he's doing.
Oh, that's why, yeah.
You got him chained up in the basement.
I don't know where he is.
Oh,
well.
I want to ask Momo a question before we go to break.
What's
because you listen how you speak about your my daughter. I love her to death. She's just like me. I love her. What you said? Oh hell, the outsiders. I don't know where they're at. He bad gifts. That's why. I don't know where they is. He's somewhere.
But you gotta realize, my son is 20, getting ready to be 21 years old next month. It's different.
Yeah, well,
it's different.
Yeah.
It's totally different.
I think you made that comment 2 years ago when he was 19.
Yeah, he was still big then. He was still big. He's a big boy too. He's not one of these little short wusses. He's a big grown boy. So it's different with him.
Yeah, he on his
I
own.
I gotta worry about him.
Yes, Ernest, you have a question for Momo before the break.
In. My daughter's just stepping into her realm of funk. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be justified. And I'm going to be right here with her through everything. Through the good, through the bad, through the fight,
that's right,
through the boyfriend,
Momo.
All of it. I'm right there with her. We're going to ride together.
I need you to co-sign for Miss Terry. That's got my mom.
That's right. Me and my mom, that was my dog. That was my ride or die.
That was my dog.
I got beat up. I'm serious. When my boyfriend, when my ex-boyfriend was jumping on me, my ride or die jumped in her car with a gun and put her gun to a nigga's head. That's my ride or die. Now,
what is wrong with you? Pull up.
Yeah,
I know you've been to the ghetto, but we're talking to the world.
And if I would have had a son, he'd be like, wait a minute, my woman said I can't leave. Wait a minute. Nah, my mama handled it. My mama handled
hey,
her.
Let,
I'm going to handle
let,
it.
You let somebody mess with my mother. I don't care.
Tell again, Miss Ellie, that's all my sister.
You let somebody
oh,
mess
hell
with my
no.
Mother
I got plenty of stories
sister.
Me running up on somebody.
Oh, please.
Right.
You
lost so
much. I don't want to hear nothing from you, Mr. I'm a mind my business if something goes down with my sister.
Oh. That's true, Miss Ellie. She got you. She got you.
No, I said my mother.
That's right.
My
you
mother.
Did say his mama.
No, you
my mother.
Said
I didn't say nothing about my sister.
Jay said his sister.
sisters. I heard the word sisters.
Oh, I said my sister.
I said my mother. Yes.
But he said his mother.
I'm not talking to you, but I'm talking about whoever said the word sister.
Oh, it's me.
All right. So,
let something happen to my sister, please.
Ooh, you
boy,
ain't gonna
I got plenty
nothing.
A story. Excuse me? I'm sorry? Oh, y'all got me twisted, boy. Y'all just don't know. Let somebody do something to my
gotcha.
Sister.
Yeah.
Miss Ed, I'll tell you. I don't matter.
Jay got a little
hand
in his voice. What happened?
Hey, let me tell you something. I don't play. Don't mess with my sister.
Don't mess with my girl.
I tell you, though, I don't.
Mess with my sister, boy. And let me tell you something else. I'm going to take it even further. Don't let me by and see some dude putting his hands on a female. It's going to be on and popping. It's going to be on and popping. If I see it, it's going to be on and popping. Okay? All right.
My question was this. I wanted to ask Momo B, why does she always have attitude in her voice when she talks about her son?
Yeah, why do you always have attitude
you
in your voice?
Honestly, you really sound kind of disconnected and all. Now, I'm not going to say hateful because that's a strong word, but you sound really disconnected. Like, oh, my girl's so cute. I don't know where he's at.
First of all, an attitude, that's not what I have. You know when I got attitude. So
okay, well, I'm
asking
you to clarify.
If I say it all nonchalantly, that's different than having an attitude.
Oh, that makes it better.
When you're up in that holler monkey voice, I can't tell what you're doing. That's why I'm asking.
Let me classify this for you.
Please do, yes.
Clarify, not classify. You clarify.
When I talk to...
Listen, motherfucker. Get her ass. I can't even use that language around here.
Talk about
hit
my
her
damn
eye, man. She can't do that. Ooh, we want to break her. Ernest, you know what, Ernest, man? You always try to get her. Why would you get her riled up like that?
No, I'm not. I asked her why
she did. You did it on purpose.
She talked about her son.
And you know you're doing it on purpose.
She's an MF-er.
And then you get her mad. You know she get ghetto, man. She probably been drinking some Hennessy, too.
Her response to me is not my responsibility. It is not my responsibility. If she's going
to
answer the question,
all right, we're going to break.
It was an honest question. If she's going to go curse, then let her curse.
Tis the season
to
me. Hey, shut up, because you do it, too. Tis the season to me, Johnny. Follow la 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 la.
And welcome to the 2013 Grammy Awards. And now it's time for the nominees of Best Vocalist on a Comedy Radio Show.
Mr. L.E.S. singing Am I Dreaming by Atlantic Star.
Momo B with her rendition of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life.
You better just get your groove on and sing the song.
Dr. Frances Ardelia with her rendition of Karen White's Superwoman. And Jay Ryle with his rendition of Kanye Dawson's I Wanna Let You Know.
I know sometimes I can be difficult.
I know sometimes I can be impossible.
Sing it, girl. I can see it in your eyes. Sometimes you want to walk away.
But the love we have inside makes you stick around and want to stay.
Yeah. Sometimes the things that come out of my mouth ain't awful.
I'm sorry. I can't get with that. I can't even hold a candle for that.
And the TJRS Grammy goes to...
Wow, this is exciting. Momo B's for her rendition of Michael Jackson's Lady in My Life. This is Momo B's first TJRS Grammy. Momo B, what do you have to say?
Well, thank you. And like I said, you don't have to wait for the crash, boo-boo. You don't have to wait for the crash.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Let it happen.
Do you like this top?
So gay.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally gay.
No, you really shouldn't say that.
Say what?
Well, say that something's gay when you mean it's bad. It's insulting. What if every time something was bad, everybody said, "Oh, that's so girl wearing a skirt as a top."
Oh, you are.
Those are cute jeans, though. When you say that's so gay, do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Say
what?
What?
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. This is why. This is why. This is why I'm hot.
And you believe it, yo? The third and final set of the J. Rao Show is here.
Point blank, it is what it is.
Yo, fellas, make it do what it do, yo.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Say hello to my little friend.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
Weather!
347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. Time for the third set of the J. Rao Show. All right, folks, it's time to tell you what's coming up here on the network, All Time Central. Starting tomorrow morning, it is the serious side of the J. Rao Show. Me, Mr. L.E.S., Dr. Princess Aldea, G.O.G. in the place to be, and my main man, Jerome Esprit from EspritRadio.net. We'll be in tomorrow morning talking about many things. One of the things we're talking about, story courtesy of G.O.G., brothels. The United States government is paying for these things. We'll tell you where and why.
What?
All that tomorrow morning right here on the Sirius side. You'll tune in tomorrow and find out. Thank you. Wednesday is Who's Who's Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Me, Mr. Elias, Dr. Prince Salty, and Momo B. We're here making you laugh on Wednesday.
Thank you.
Well, this Wednesday is Christmas, so we're not doing no damn show on Christmas. I don't give a damn what Rich Sister says. So we'll be in rewind mode coming up this Wednesday. But, folks, enjoy your Christmas holidays.
Why not?
On a normal day. Because we're not doing it. That's
why. Ain't nobody doing nothing on Christmas.
Thank you.
Why not? Why can't we have
even Tina Turner's taking the day off?
Thank you. Jesus Christ. Friday night is Ladies First Radio, 7 o'clock p.m. Montu LaDonna, Dr. Princess O'Dea, and Rich Sister is joining their broadcast. Great conversation by the ladies. Stop in, 7 o'clock p.m. Central. Check out the ladies before you go to the club. It's Ladies First Radio. And, of course, on Saturdays, we're here with the crew, me, Mr. L.E.S., Momo, BZ, Nahizi, Big E's in the house, and, of course, Rich Sister and Miss Terry's always in the house with us as well. It's the Saturday edition of the J. Rao Show right here at 5 o'clock p.m. Central on the network. Ernest, tell everybody where we can get you, dog.
You can find out everything you need to know by going over to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. We are on five nights a week. And, you know, somebody may be cursing over there, too. Who knows? But on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, it is Political Gravity with our own Jane Hoffman, who has a master's in political science, talking about everything in the world of religion and politics. Monday, we celebrate independent music, one artist, one CD at a time. On Music Monday, we listen to the CD straight through, front to back. That's 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Now, Tuesday, we may be changing this to Wednesday, just because of scheduling. But 8 p.m. for now on Tuesday, Jane's back with our inspirational show, Beaten Path. Thursday, you can find my show, The Ernest Experience Radio Show. It's 2 hours of news, weather, talk, our own listening lounge, and a whole lot more. 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Saturday, I am here with the best in the business and a few people with a dirty mouth for Saturday edition at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, in the simulcast with the TJRS Radio Network. J. Rao, Mr. L.E.S., Momo Beezy, and everybody else shows up. It's the funniest show you will hear on radio all week long. I guarantee it. So you can find out that, our Twitter, our Facebook, and a whole lot more by going to ErnestRadioNetwork.com. Back to you.
See how Ernest tried to, you know how he did that, Mr. Elias, but see how big we are? We're bigger than that. He can go to H-E-L-L Hockey 6. Rich Sister, tell everybody about what's happening with your girlfriend.
I'm just being funny.
Yeah, whatever. You're trying to poke. You know, you ain't nothing but an F-star. That's all you do.
Oh,
I don't care. You want to try to piss Momo B off. She going
to
cut your ass if she see you. Rich Sister, tell us about your show.
I think Momo B is hysterical.
But she is funny.
Go ahead. I'm done.
Well, you can check me out, Thoughts of Vision, Monday through Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Went to www.blogtalkradio.com/thoughtsofvision. You can check me out every second and third Sunday on Caliwood. Also at 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time. Excuse me. By going to www.blogtalkradio.com/caliwood.
Thank you very much, Rich Sister. Monday through Friday, from 10 to 12, it is Kings in the Morning. Johnny Graham Cracker, Davis, Lenny Lynn, the Custom Preacher, Robert Redwine, and of course, Light Skin. Those boys are funny. Check them out on J. King Network. We're there on Wednesday night, 7:30, same time that we broadcast here. And of course, our boy G.O.G. in the place to be, George About Town. Check him out. There's a website out there. And I think, what's the website again, Michelle? This is the www.georgeabouttown.com or... We need to get that up on our show page.
That surface. Oh, man. It eludes me.
I'm looking it up now.
All right, look it up, and let's put it out there. Yeah, but anyway, check out GOG.
Oh, here it is.
What is it?
It's georgeabouttown.squarespace.com.
There you go.
Yep.
We got to remember that. Squarespace.com.
Yep, you're right.
Com.
You're right.
Check out GOG blogs, more and more. Check them out. Once again, one of the best in the business. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. All right, look. 10 things not to buy.
Hold up, Jay. Jay, hold
yes,
up.
Still in. Yes?
Can you answer the question? What would you prefer to have, girls or boys?
Michelle, oh, I wasn't done. You know, you know what, man? You irk me when you do that. You know that, right?
Are you starting the car?
No, because see, you just try to do little things.
You answer the question.
Fine,
well,
Michelle.
I think he's right. You didn't answer the question. Yet.
Nobody asked you to co-sign, Mr. Ambassador. Sit your ass down.
I'm co-signing anyway. Answer the question.
Yeah, not a problem. I would prefer to have girls.
Okay.
And the reason why is because, let me tell you something. First, I was a guy that wanted boys. I'm not going to lie to you, because for all the obvious reasons, I wanted to have someone to look like me. I wanted to leave my name. I wanted a son to play sports. But let me tell you something, man. I can't imagine being a father to... Man, listen, I love my girls unconditionally, man. And I'm telling you right now, you know, there is no better feeling in the world than being the father of a girl. And I love it. I love it.
All right.
I love it. I mean, I really do. I mean, and, you know, it's a great feeling. And, you know, and the thing is with boys, because, you know, when boys, you know, when a boy gets in his adolescence, man, he's going, there's a time where he's going to try to test you. There's no doubt about it. He's going to try to test you.
Knock his ass out like my father did.
Well, you know, but see, the bottom line is that boys, you know, I watch all these crime shows, man. All you see, these little black, hard-headed ass Negroes out here doing all these crimes, doing all this nonsense. Hey, man, girls are no trouble, dude. I just prefer to have them.
How many crimes did you commit when you were a teenager, though, Jay?
I'm sorry?
How many crimes did you commit when you were a teenager?
Oh, well, who are you, Judge Wapner or some damn body? Why are you asking me that?
Because it's all in how you raise your child.
That's not true.
It's not?
No, it's not true, because you have parents out there. That's not true.
How many crimes did you commit when you were a kid?
Okay, but still, yes. Okay, you can wait all day. But what I'm telling you is that there are parents out there who have raised their kids the right way. They still get amongst the wrong folks and do what they need to do. Young girls make better decisions when they're in high school, for the most part, than young boys. That's a fact.
Okay. You say so.
Why do you think the insurance rate is cheaper for girls than it is for boys? Why do you think so?
Okay. That's true, because where were you at when you had your accident in high school?
See now you put personal business in. This is what you do, though. This is what you like to do. You like to do this. So this is you.
Is the pickies involved there too? Black Bastard.
I'm sorry?
Don't come to me with that. Was the Mickey's involved in that one too, you Black Bastard?
Was the Mickey's involved in that one too? I'm going to ignore you because that's who you are. I'm just going to ignore you at this point.
I'm going to ignore you. I'm not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe.
Ernest, shut your ass up. Nobody's talking to you.
No, you shut your ass up. I have not said anything for 5 minutes. You shut up for once. How about that? How about them apples?
Clown.
I ain't agree. I mean, it depends on how you raise your kid, man.
Oh, man, go to hell. Hey, look here. Hey, listen, I hear what you're saying. But the bottom line is that my answer to the damn QOD is this. I would prefer to have girls than boys. Period.
Okay, that's your answer.
That is my answer, and I'm sticking to it. Thank you very much. All right. So
do you
now,
think your
anyway,
answer's a little bit slanted only because you already have girls? Is
that could
so?
Be it, Ernest. That could be it.
Yeah. Well, like Miss Terry said, she would still want to have a girl because that's what she has, so she would want it to be the exact same way. That's why I was asking you, do you think you're obviously, well, I'm not going to say that, but, I mean, for you, it seems like, you know, you love your daughters, and we all know that, and so why would you want to change that?
Well, because like I said before, and it goes back to usually guys want to have, you know, boys and girls want to, and, you know, women want to have girls. And in my case, you know, in the very beginning, you know, I was like that. I'm like, man, I want a son so bad. But I'm telling you, dude, I'm telling you that I can't be, you know, because here's another thing, too. I would be so hard on my son that it would be ridiculous. I would be literally whooping that ass, beating that ass, and all. I mean,
taking all
I'm telling
food.
You, I would. I would.
Wow.
And I just think that I'm glad that I wasn't. I'm glad that God, he blessed me with girls instead of having boys. I don't think I could put up with the headache with a boy. Because boys can be influenced quick by their friends. You know, they can be in gangs. I don't have time for that, man. You know, I don't have time for it.
All right. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in. 347-850-1272 is the number to call in.
Tell the SMU, do we have on the line, dog?
I'd be the wise one. We got on the line with us, see?
I'd be the wise one. What up, dog?
What up, what up, what up? What's
hi,
up, IP. Hey. What's happening?
What's going on, brother?
You know me. I'm just chilling, doing my little thing here. Hey, I wrote a little Christmas ditty for y'all.
You did a what? Uh-oh.
I wrote a little Christmas jingle for you.
Oh, hell. Uh-oh. All right, well, let's get you to flow there, brother. We are all ears. Jesus Christ.
This one I had, I ain't trying to be clowning or nothing like that, but this one I had
yes,
with my feet on.
Yes, you are. You trying to clown. That's why you said that. I ain't trying to clown. Yes, you are. But go ahead. Let's listen to it. Let's listen to it. You trying to clown, but go ahead.
All right, this is the shit I get for Christmas.
Hey, IP!
Hey.
What is wrong with you, man? No cursing! Now, does your palm have cursing words we don't want to hit?
Oh, well.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
Oh,
all right, here we go, IB. We're listening.
I can't do it, then.
Well, there you go. You can't do it because I know it's full of, I can't do it. What the hell?
It's only got two curse words in it. What you talking about?
Okay.
Well, you already
said
one of them.
You substitutions. Can you say shoot instead of whatever?
That's on
Miss Elliott, man. You know what? I'm going to leave it to Miss Elliott. I'm going to leave it to Miss Elliott.
Stop calling you a little rat bastard, too.
Huh? What?
What
I'm going to leave it to Miss Elliott.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know what he said. Miss Elliott, it's up to you. Whatever Miss Elliott says, that's what we'll do. Miss Elliott, can I be do his palm?
He's the mayor.
Why not, man? Go ahead. It's Christmas.
Yeah, because I knew you was going to do that, because that's how, you know what, you are so easily influenced with your old weak back ass. Go ahead, IB. Miss Elliott said you can do it.
That's why nobody wants a son. They're too easily influenced. Case in point.
Mm-hmm. That's why I don't want a boy. That's a perfect reason right there. Why not?
Yeah.
Go ahead, IB.
I think Elias is probably a great son, but.
All right. This is the shit I get for Christmas.
Oh, God.
Tis the season to be jolly. Seems like a whole lot of folly.
someone that's not me while I'm home decorating this goddamn tree.
Oh,
oh
my
Lord.
What's
wrong with this time of year? If you think
it's
I can't sit from here. Oh, how you'll hate me and call me a louse when you come back home to a burnt out house. No, not me. Must have been that damn Christmas tree. The cat threw the wires. They shorted, they did. Whilst around the corner, I giggled and hid. And off in the distance, what did I hear but old Saint Nick in a voice loud and clear saying, Merry fucking Christmas and a happy goddamn New Year.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh.
Now, don't you ever say anything. Don't you ever say anything about how I
could. Well, Michelle, they said he could do it. Mm-mm. And it was more than two curse words in the IB.
Don't you ever.
Four.
Lying ass.
I've been wanting to use that word on air for so long.
I know you have, Joe Gangster.
Don't make it right.
Have used it, Miss Terry.
You sure have.
You sure have.
You have used it.
Lying I haven't ass. Used that one.
Yes, you did.
Momo B is using it. One of y'all have. George Jefferson's twins. One of y'all two have done it. If one
what
did, the other one did.
Isn't it Momo B that says, was it Momo or Miss Terry that said that they didn't think S-H-I-T was a curse word to them?
It's not.
Well, you know, because they George Jefferson's daughters. I mean, they don't care.
Oh, well, no,
they're
I'm
moving
saying,
on
like,
up.
It was one of them that said that. They made the argument.
I don't know.
On air. That's not really
it was
a
Momo
curse
B
word.
Who said it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a curse word. It's not a curse word.
If you
go in the bathroom.
If you can say ass, you can say shit. I don't see the
thank
difference.
Thank you.
I call you Bumblebee.
Thank you.
If you
and look at you laughing, Miss Elias. Thank you, Miss Elias. Thank you.
If you walked into the bathroom and somebody had went to the bathroom and they did that, you would come out talking about, who the hell blank? You wouldn't say, who boo-booed in here? No, you don't.
What the hell is wrong with you?
You say bitch.
Same thing.
Bitch,
you
cry.
Is it okay
if your
daughter
says that word?
Oh, look, here we go. Oh, here it is. Come on, let's balance all of them then. It's a coup. It's a coup. Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Thank you, IB. But you bringing your ghetto-ass palm up in here. Oh, yeah, let me tell you. Old Saint Nick and the burnt-out tree.
I loved it. I loved it.
I know you did. You probably wrote it down, didn't you? So you can repeat it.
I'm with
you. You can repeat it at the dinner
table.
Get around, children. Let me tell you this story about Saint Nick and the burnt-up-ass tree.
Hey,
ho, ho, ho.
That's
Santa Claus calling his girls. Come on, what else you got, IB? Why not? Jesus Christ.
Listen, you know what? If he produced one of them TV shows, it'd be it's Merry fucking Christmas trying to
brown. Oh, man. Leave it to brothers, man. Why can't we have clean Christmas carols? We got to bring Saint Nick and the Ghetto Fever. Sit down, Chip, let me tell you.
Whipping out his big black dick.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever. So.
Yeah. And here comes Saint Nick with his big old black ding, 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 ding. Oh, Saint Nick. Yo, ding, 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 ding is big. It sure is, girl. You want to stop it. Oh, God. All right, listen.
I thought the part about
right, look,
burning
IB.
Down the house was hysterical.
So, Santa Claus with a burnt-up ass tree. What kind of damn palm is that? Where did you find that at? Did you make that up?
I write that shit every day, man.
Oh, look, he's still cursing. See that? Okay, the cursing band, the cursing zone is closed, IB. Clean it up there, Cool Breeze.
Let's
Jesus
leave it
Christ.
Open until the top of the hour. Let's leave it open for six more minutes, though.
Why not leave it open, Ernest? Why not? You want to curse, too, don't you?
Yeah,
fat
please
boy,
leave
ahead.
It open for six more
no,
minutes.
No, I'm saying
please
he's
going to
keep
open.
Cursing as long. Jay, he's going to keep cursing as long as he's on the phone. Either you're going to cut him off in mid-sentence or just let it go for 5 minutes till you take your
hey, what did he act like he been drinking
that? You do whatever you want, man.
He called up here
you
all drunk. Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. Don't call up your drinking,
that
IB.
Drunk uncle at the Christmas party.
Yeah,
you don't know
was,
nothing about that.
Yeah, drunk uncle at the damn Christmas party. Oh, my God. All right,
you
IB,
don't
look,
know
man.
Nothing about that.
Yeah, I know. Boy or girl, IB? What do you want?
Boy.
Which one would you prefer?
Which
a boy?
One would I prefer?
Yeah, if you could only have one, what would you prefer to have, a boy or a girl? He said,
if you were
going to
have a baby, would you prefer a boy or a girl?
Yeah.
If you could choose.
Daddy's little girl.
Oh, see, that's what, why is that? Why would you prefer a girl or a boy?
I would get a kick out of busting these niggas' ass trying to get with her.
Oh, okay. See here, lost his mind. Okay, see, lost his mind.
Lost his mind.
Okay,
that's
you
right.
Put the band on IB, man.
I got.
What the hell is wrong with him, man? He calling her 4 days before Christmas, causing havoc. Thank you, IB. Thank you for bringing all that filth, far, phlegm into the show, you bastard.
No problem.
Look, he said, no problem. That's what I do. Thank you, IB. Next time we need some ghetto influence, we'll call your ass. Oh, my goodness. Jesus. Oh,
the Richard Pryor from Block
this?
Talk Radio.
Where do we go now, Mr. Elliott? What do we do? What do we do next?
Go to break? Hell, I don't know.
Maybe it's time for one of those.
We still got three goddamn minutes before the next break.
Hey, okay, Ernest, let me tell you something, Ernest. Let me tell you something. Look at Miss Terry. Let me get my brownies. Hold on. Let me eat a brownie and get a curse word in. Well, guess what? We had a break, and the curse zone is now closed.
I can cuss like a sailor. I'm trying to be cool.
I want to hear Miss Terry curse like a sailor, too.
I sure can.
Y'all can catch my black ass.
Terry, go for it.
Please save the children. The children need our help. Are you going to be cussing when you're giving out free food with your brownie serving ass?
Yes. Let somebody get out of line in the line. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I know that's right.
Yes.
Oh, God. All right, we're taking a break. We'll be right back after this, you cussing bastards. Oh, Jesus Christ.
God damn it.
Yeah, I know you like that, don't you?
WWE Superstar Big Show here to tell you, if you've been drinking, get a ride. Take a cab. Find another safe way to get home. Cops all across the country are cracking down on drunk driving. They will see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over.
The doctor told us that we should let you work it out in your own sweet time, but Ricky, you can walk.
What'd you just say?
He's telling you the truth, man. It's all in your head.
You sick sons of bitches.
Don't you put that on us! You are not paralyzed!
I am so paralyzed!
No, no, no!
Rough on him now.
No, he needs to know.
Okay.
He's always crying.
Tough love it is, tough love. Wake up, idiot!
You want to know what I am? You want to see what my life is? Don't do it. You want to see what's going on here?
Don't you stick that knife in your leg.
Stop!
Well, I run it.
Yo, 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 the Saturday edition of the J-Ryle Show continues. Here's the game.
Live.
Damn right, 347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. J-Ryle Show, Saturday edition as we begin to wind down. My boy, Mr. L.E.S. is up in this piece. What's up, Big Daddy?
I ain't scared of you, motherfuckers,
oh,
man.
Oh, you, a few minutes ago, you could have said the whole damn thing the way this show was going. Oh, my Lord, Momo Beezy is in the Yeezy. Hey, girl.
Hey, what up?
Hey, I got an attitude. Leave me alone. Miss Terry's out. What's up, girl?
Hey.
You sound so, oh, Miss Terry, I got one, too, because my girl got one. We twins, me and a Jefferson girl. Rich sister's in the house. Hey, girl.
Hello.
Hello.
Attitude number three.
I ran out of 10 jacket jokes. I'm just here. What's up, Big E?
Sorry, that was hysterical.
How you doing?
I'm going to use my Barry White voice. And, of course, we're going to let IB hang out
How
with
you
since he started this nonsense. Show What's going on, IB?
I ain't started nothing.
Yes, you did. Yeah, you did.
Yes,
you called
you did.
Over that nonsense.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I'm a coming. I'm gonna be.
But it was supposed to be 6 minutes. 6 minutes.
Better. Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, whatever. I'm gonna be Santa's drunk elf and show up. Yeah, that's my job. I'm that elf in the back. I'm the one that don't be working. Come on, everybody, get the toys together. What IBM? I ain't doing nothing, man. No, I'm chilling tonight. Yeah, but I'm going home early on Christmas Eve.
I just want to rest my
eyes. All right,
look,
she'll be the question
hours.
Of the day. We're asking you, would you prefer a boy or a girl? Now, we have a few minutes before our last break. Let's try to get through this list. 10 things not to buy for Christmas. Mr. Elias, would you care to take a guess, my brother?
Electronics.
Yeah, that's a good guess. Why would you? Okay, so my question is, why wouldn't you buy electronics on Christmas, for Christmas? I mean, is that the reason why you buy gifts?
Well, you know, electronics before Christmas, man, they're rushed to get everything done. Be shipping stuff all over. They could be damaged, all kind of stuff, man. You know, that's just my opinion.
Well, there's two things. Actually, it's TVs and computers. They're saying don't buy either one of those. Either one of those, whichever you prefer, how to say it, but before Christmas. And the reason is because they're saying after Christmas you could get this stuff dirt cheap. Who wants a damn Christmas present after Christmas? Who the hell
me?
Wants that?
Me? Hell, give me one. Tell me how I feel about it. I wouldn't be upset with a Christmas present
me?
After Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's what I'm saying.
Right,
you give me a present.
Give me
some
off
the
list,
girl. Just give it to me.
Jewelry.
Jewelry. Then why wouldn't you want jewelry on Christmas?
Why wouldn't you want jewelry?
Because they mark it up and then put it on sale, and it's still higher than the retail price. That's why.
Look, and I did my research, and I know because I've been on
that's
QuickBooks.
Right.
Okay,
thank you
yeah.
Very much. So please,
that's not
on the list. Try to come at me crazy.
Every kiss begins with K. I know what it's about.
Every kiss begins. And you know what? I tell you what. Speaking of which, that's a hell of a marketing thing. Every kiss begins with K. Everybody says that.
Yep.
But
that's very clever, too. I agree.
It is
really is.
Miss Terry, give me something off the list, baby.
Kids' clothes. You know, like clothes for kids and stuff. Because they're real cheap after Christmas.
Why would you not buy
Okay.
Because
why
they're really cheap. I get, let me tell you, I get all my daughter's clothes. Like, if I want to get her clothes for Christmas, I get them after Christmas because, let me, because school don't start until, like, the 6th of January. So who's going to know that I got them after Christmas? But it's cheaper. But it's cheaper.
She makes a good point.
You can get it cheaper.
Well, that's not on the list. But thank you for your
attempt. But you can get it cheap. You can get
I agree.
Get close,
I mean, you can get everything cheaper after Christmas.
Yeah.
Give me something off the list, Rich Sister. Bibles.
I'm gonna say cars. I'm gonna say cars.
You're right. Cars. You're absolutely correct. Cars are on that list. Don't buy a car for Christmas. Okay, but what's up with all the little ads with the cars, the bow ties on the cars and stuff? Come on. But they're saying 10 things not to buy for Christmas.
That's called marketing.
Don't buy a person a car for Christmas.
What are you doing?
Wow. That's tough. All right. Give me another one. Give me one, Ernest.
Not on the list, but I'm going to say... Because my grandma ran out of ideas when I was about 15, and
that's right.
Every
didn't
year,
she give you a, didn't they give you like a 10 cup
no,
full
no,
of
no.
coins?
That is,
did they give you that for Christmas? What
that
day,
is my
year?
That was my dad's dad, my granddad Sewell, and his girlfriend Twyla. One of them was as cheap as the next. Yeah, and they gave me a glass vase with a note and said, go to the garage. And it was a box that a bicycle comes in, and it was about a third full of tin cans. And that was my starter, or aluminum cans, and that was my starter to collect cans. So when I got money from collecting cans, I put it in that little glass vase they gave me. It was like a whole thing. They had it all figured out. It's a cheapest basket. And you know what? The glass vase, they probably got at the Salvation Army for 10 cents. So they didn't spend nothing. But no. My grandma... That was the worst. And you know, every year when you ask what the worst Christmas present is, that's it. That is still it to this day. No, my mother's mother, my grandma Rich, she ran out of ideas, and I got this huge box when he was like, oh my God, grandma's really got something for us. Opened it up, it had a dozen pair of white socks, a dozen pair of underwear, deodorant, hair product, combs, brushes, fingernail clippers. She just went through the drugstore, took her arm, and just raked it down the aisle, put it in that box, and gave it to me. And,
oh,
I mean, I love
man.
My Grandma Rich so much, and, you know, she's long gone now, but I loved her so much. But that's what she got me for the next few years until I got to be an adult, and she finally stopped. But, yeah, just socks and just utility-type items, there ain't no fun in that. No fun in that.
Oh, my God. All right, folks, last call coming up.
And no tension.
I used to box. Fuck y'all laughing. Now I was good. Y'all know I used to box. I was gonna hit like bye-bye. And I used to move all the time because I didn't want to get hit, you know. I thought I was gonna grow up look fine in a motherfucker. I didn't want nobody busting that out, you know. But I used to move, boy, all the time like this. I was like Ali with my, you know, just dancing, moving. My coach had a good standing by me. One thing about Martin, he ain't gonna get hit. And he ain't gonna hit nobody. Cause I dance all motherfucking night. Ding, good round, motherfucker, good round. Cause my thing was, I didn't want to get knocked out, man. That's too motherfucking embarrassing. Bow to get knocked out and shit. You know, your brother get knocked out, bam, don't even know where they at. Now, bye. Give me a Caesar salad. A bag of Twizzlers, all that shit, man. Two bus passes, motherfuckers don't know where they are. I need two bus passes. You know? And what do you say to the motherfucker if he's a friend that got knocked out? What do you say to the motherfucker who just got knocked out? You driving home with this motherfucker and you like, damn! Did he hit you as hard as a fucking little man? Nah, I ain't found your teeth. I don't know where them motherfuckers are, man.
Oh,
If you pee sitting down, then this is your music.
I wanna rock!
Bump you, man!
Bump you, dog!
It is time for Jay's
Kiss My Entire Ass!
Bump you, song.
Man, bump you, you sorry sap sucker!
Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some
Jambalite said, oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
Jumbo.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Oh, Ernest, once again, you need to pay that bill, dog. You got to pay that bill, man. You can't be hanging out with us, bro. You got to pay that damn bill. Don't be cutting off the middle of the damn show. All right, look, folks, we have 3 minutes to wrap it up. All right, so anyway, let me go ahead and read everything off the list here real quick. Let's see here. So televisions is number 10 on the list. Linens, don't buy linens. I mean, what the hell? Okay, tools, don't buy tools for Christmas. I mean, what kind of snow blowers? Okay, I'm with you on that one. All right. What else? Mr. Elias, you said, okay, all that. Okay, cameras, don't buy cameras. Outerwear, don't buy, like, coats and stuff like that. Don't buy skis. I mean, what kind of thing? Furniture?
What are you supposed to buy?
Yeah, I'm thinking cars.
Another
I mean,
white,
kids,
another
what do you
white
buy?
Another
yeah,
white list.
Well, it is a white list, that's sure.
No, it's because it's probably because all those things are higher price. Some of them are higher price items on everything, and all that stuff does go on sale the day after Christmas. So it's like, well, what are you supposed to buy, people? iTunes cards? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy. So it's like, okay, what kind of mess
crazy.
Is that?
That's a
you
dumb
know,
it's
a stupid list.
list.
It's a stupid list.
Must be a black list.
Stupid list.
Well, that's what you do. That's what you do. You buy the gift cards and let them all go shopping at the gas and go
yeah.
crazy
hey,
out there.
Yep.
Hey,
that's
but you
true.
Know what now?
Excuse
keep in mind, that
it 1 minute left.
Wrap it up.
Oh, we're wrapping it up?
Yeah, we are wrapping it up. GOG's in there. What's up, G.O.?
Hey, man, I called in to remind everybody what tomorrow is in case they forgot. 9 p.m. Central. 9 a.m. Central. 10 a.m. Eastern, it's time for the J. Ralph Jones.
What?
The serious side.
You been hitting the eggnog, GOG? Coming out
happy.
Oh, it's
no.
time
oh,
at
no.
9 o'clock p.m. Oops, I mean a.m. That's right, tomorrow. That's right.
Right.
We're
going to
talk about some great stuff tomorrow. We have some great stuff
yeah,
talking about tomorrow,
GOG. I just wanted to remind everybody of that. I'm not going to tie time. I'm excited to be back. I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready. I want to invite everybody to just tune in. You can't miss this.
Can't miss it.
I'm out.
It's going to be a great
you
show.
You really are high,
great
aren't you?
Yeah, he does like you've been getting that egg dog.
3, 2, 1.
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
Become a part of Club Nouveau's consciousness. When you purchase product from a singer or group, you are establishing a relationship with that performer. Come partner with Club Nouveau on Indiegogo.com. Partnerships range from $5 and up. No amount is out of the question. Connect to Indiegogo.com. Indiegogo.com. Search for Club Nouveau. CLUBNOUBEAU. And you're in. Get in on this history-making way to get the music out. Each contribution receives a special gift from Club Nouveau. Some will get advanced copies of their latest CD. Revolutionary means to get the job done. And you can help. Indiegogo.com. Search for Club Nouveau. CLUBNOUBEAU. Experience consciousness as we change the world together.
Folks, it's been another show. Once again, 4 days before Christmas. This is the last live show before, well, we'll be back a week from today. We're going to take Wednesday off and have some fun during the holidays. I hope no one has any objections to that. Thank you very much. All right, so
nope.
Now it is time for our final thoughts. And, Rich, sister, why don't you go first?
Well, it was a great show. Take care, everyone. You have a great holiday.
She brought her 976 voice for that.
Yeah, what was that? It was a great show, everyone.
No, she
sounds
like
holiday.
She's getting sicker to me. It sounds like.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, the tan jacket. You can't crack jokes when you're talking about tan jacket. All right. Yeah.
Stop.
She get. All right, listen. real quick, let me bring IB. IB, listen, man, do you have a show? You have a show on the network now? You have a show tonight?
Nah, my show is tomorrow night. It's Defender 5, Part 4. It comes out tomorrow at 9 o'clock Eastern.
All right. So make sure you get that in. All right, IB. Thank you very much. All right, Miss Terry.
Yes.
Sounds off, baby.
I just want. This was a great show. I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and I will be drunk from now till.
Because I gotta cook,
and I'm getting ready to put my foot in. I'll be drunk from now until after Christmas.
Okay. All right, drunkenness. We will see you a week from today.
Yes.
Big E, man, final thoughts, though.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Who are you? Who are you with Elmer Fudd? Merry Christmas. I thought about
Merry Christmas, everybody. No, Merry Christmas, and I don't know what ER is doing. We're certainly not on Wednesday, but I may or may not be back Thursday. And I was just going to, last two things. One is a quote from Eckhart Tolle. He says, acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. The last thing I wanted to say was, love you, Momo.
Ooh, she don't want that dog spit on her face. Thank you,
I love Momo. She knows I love her, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Don't try to kiss her ass now. You're pissed off.
No,
she ain't really said two words for the last half of that because of your ass.
I ain't kissing nobody's ass at this point, but I love Momo. I'm just going to let
her shit up. Speaking of which, beautiful segue into the queen. Queen B up in this piece. Momo B, final thoughts.
Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
You sound like Curtis Blow. Hey, Christmas is one thing I know. Thank you, Momo B. Momo B like it to all a good night. Ow! You've got to do the ow. Ow!
Ow!
She's like, I ain't doing no ow because I'm mad at y'all. Momo B,
like,
you know what,
puppet.
Man? I wish
I'm
I could put
puppet.
My hands on her right now. I bet that joker is just hot, boy. Ooh! All right, Momo B. Love you, girl. All right, Miss Silly Ass Man. Found South Big Daddy.
Man, Merry Christmas to everyone. And I hope everybody gets what they want for Christmas. I know what I want for Christmas. I want booty. Because booty's more important than breathing.
No.
It's more important than water.
No.
I tell you what, I like you and I want you. Now we can do this the easy way or the hard way. The choice is yours.
Oh, man. Look, we want to wish everyone a very happy holiday. You know, it's just, I want to say that, you know, the listeners, you guys are the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, you guys are the reason why we sit here and do what we do. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing, man. And, you know, every time during Christmas, I always think about the people out there who are less fortunate. And, you know, go out and do something for somebody, you know. I mean, most people that we know and that you know are doing well and doing the things that they need to do in life. But, you know, go out there and touch somebody who really doesn't have anything, you know, and try to make their Christmas special. It's always good to watch a kid when they get a gift that they weren't expecting to get. You know, it's always, I remember when we took that bag of, we took those toys and stuff over to these people last year, Mr. Elias, and we took it in the house, you know, we delivered it, and the mama, she just started crying, man, and the daddy too, because he had just lost his job, he had no money, you know, and so not only did we take Christmas gifts over for the boys, because they had two boys, we also paid their rent for 2 months too. So, you know, just to try to help them through a tough time. You know what I'm saying? And you need more people out there like that. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
they always tell me, because you do something good for somebody else, man.
You broke up. What'd you say?
They say the way to make yourself feel better if you're down and out during the holidays is do something nice for somebody else. It'll give you a better feeling about yourself.
It is. It really and truly is. It really, yeah. You know, you think about the spirit of giving and stuff like that. You know, man, it brings a tear to the eye when you think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's just, you know,
sure.
It's just a wonderful thing, you know. So,
hey, and let's remember that people are hurting and starving the other 364 days out of the year as well. So charity happens year-round, not just this next week.
That's a good point. Excellent point. Absolutely.
People hungry
absolutely.
All the time.
That's true. That's true. That's true. And we need to think about that. You know, unfortunately, you know, people are not, you know, and you're right, you know, because you think about, you know, Ms. Terry, y'all going to be feeding people, but, you know, they're going to be hungry 2 days from now. You know, y'all not going to be feeding them, you know, y'all going to be feeding them on the 29th. Or are y'all going to be feeding them on the 29th?
She going to be drunk.
That's true.
And
don't give
out
those damn brownies either. Don't give out those damn brownies.
But what am I? They'll love them. But what in my hood? But what I will be doing, like Caliwood, I will be giving out my leftovers. So I'm gonna give that because there's like, I mean, there's
oh, like Boxing
actually,
Day.
Yeah. Huh?
Leftovers.
It's like Boxing Day in Canada. The day after you take your leftovers and you give them.
Yeah.
So that's what they call in Canada. It's Boxing Day. It's the day after.
You take my leftovers nowhere. I'll be eating my leftovers. What kind of day?
We know you are.
We know that.
Everybody has the sky's blue. The sun comes up in the east. What else is new?
But I mean, by the time you eat three times, well, on Christmas you eat three times, that's enough, Jay. Give the stuff away.
You kick my ass, Miss Terry. How about that?
That was funny, man. She got you.
That was not funny.
It was
not
yes,
funny at all.
Yes, it was.
Oh, you're not sick now.
Yes,
yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Me
and Callie were going to go feed the homeless.
Yeah, you and your damn girl.
Well,
come back home and dance to some Tina Turner for the afternoon.
Yeah. So, yeah, put that in your peace pipe and smoke it.
Ooh, I might
but
do
there
that.
Is, man.
We know you're
going to shut that thing down.
Yeah, let's shut it down, man. Let's get moving. Let's shut it down.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. So from all the elves, Mr. Elias, the Black Santa is on his way. Mr. Elias, get that sleigh, man, and deliver them damn toys to them kids, man.
Yeah, well, I be fun having your big ass. How about that?
See you a week from now, folks. See you a week from now. Peace.
Ho, 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 motherfucker.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.